Roland Martin brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Inspired by an eye for the classic and fueled by a passion for the future. Find new roads. Roland, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Last night, of course, last night at the Delta Centennial Convention, I got to tell you, one of the cab drivers told me, Tom, he said, man, I sure hate to see them go. He said he made so much money, he said, man, I hate to see them leave. Again, congratulations on the centennial. So we're talking about Trayvon, talking about, obviously, the George Zimmerman decision. But, Tom, yesterday, all these people are going nuts over this Rolling Stone cover. Ooh, have y'all seen this cover of the Boston bomber, Sarnev, whatever the heck the dude's name is.
Joe Carter.
Well, yeah, whatever. Just the Boston bomber. So these folks are losing their mind. And I'm trying to understand. And I saw it. And I'm going, what's the big deal? So I had to call my homeboy, Roy Johnson. He's worked with Sports Illustrated, Fortune Magazine, Money, editor-in-chief Men's Fitness, founder of Savoy Magazine, and now, of course, editor-in-chief of the History Channel Magazine. I mean, he's been in the game 30-plus years to try to explain what – I don't know what's the deal. So, Roy – so all these people say that Rolling Stone is making this guy out to be a rock star and a hero, and they ran a glamour shot on the cover. Can you explain what the deal is? Because I don't see it.
Well, Roland, first and foremost, good morning to everyone, and I know everybody here and those listening, send their prayers to the families of victims, those who lost their lives and limbs and lost their innocence about sports. But, Roland, it's hard to explain the unexplainable. I mean, first of all, American society has long been fascinated by crimes and criminals, going back to Jesse James, Billy the Kid, Al Capone, and dare I say, O.J. Simpson, Jody Arias, George Zimmerman, oh, my bad, he was acquitted. But you know what I'm talking about. American society has always been fascinated by people who commit heinous crime. Now, editors, their jobs are to produce great journalism, and their covers are billboards. You know, their covers are supposed to stand out among the thousands that are on the newsstand, either because they're beautiful, because of the cover subject, the person, or because they promote discussion. I mean, the New Yorker, all during presidential campaigns, created controversial covers. Now, Rolling Stone is a cultural magazine that's known for some of the best journalism in the industry, and they've done this before. In June of 1970, they put Charles Manson on the cover, certainly one of the most notorious serial killers of our era, and they won a National Magazine Award for that, and it was one of their top sellers.
Okay.
And this very same picture, the one of the Boston bomber, was used in the New York Times in May, on May 5th, I believe, and there was no outcry then. So I don't quite understand this. Maybe it's the timing.
I get it, Roy. You just did. Follow the money. Covers sell magazines. And magazines are in trouble. So you put a cover out there of the Boston bomber on Rolling Stones. You get conversation about it. You get all this advertising for it. Not to mention it's everywhere. So you advertise your magazine, and it's probably going to be the biggest seller for Rolling Stones this year.
And I certainly disagree when people say it's disrespectful. I mean, certainly.
Oh, it is disrespectful.
Well, it is not any more disrespectful than any other news magazine that puts a controversial figure on the cover, whether it's after 9/11 or after any other, heinous act. That's what magazines do. That's what news organizations do. That's what you do, Tom. We talk about these things. We try to figure out the why and the when and the where and try to figure out, you know, how this could happen. That's what we do in this business. That doesn't mean it's disrespectful. People are doing their job.
Here's how crazy it is. CVS is not going to sell the magazine in stores. Other people said, oh, no, we're not going to put it out. And I'm sitting there going, I mean, I've seen Timothy McVeigh on magazine covers, Osama bin Laden on magazine covers. And these people are killing me saying, well, they made him, it was a glamour shot. And I'm going, it's not like he sat down for a photo shoot.
And the same photo ran in the New York Times. I mean, first of all, a lot of the people who are talking about not buying Rolling Stone, let's face it, they weren't buying it anyway.
Right.
So it's not like they're going to lose people who were already going to buy it.
But now everybody's talking about the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
We haven't talked about the Rolling Stones in years.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, this happened to me yesterday. I get Rolling Stone as a subscription, and I went out to get my mail yesterday, and I'm standing there talking to my neighbor, and I'm flipping through, and I said, wow, look at that. just like that. My neighbor said, I never buy that magazine. I said, have you ever bought Rolling Stone?
Ever.
Never. Never thought about it. Nothing. And now, you know, it's like, you're not going to buy it in the first place. What is the big deal? Yeah.
These people are losing their mind.
They are.
And
it's everywhere.
And they're saying, well, even the headline was sympathetic. The headline was called The Bomber.
Bomber. The Bomber.
Right. That's right. They didn't say
it's
he's
not
the bomb.
Boss bomber.
They said The Bomber.
The cute bomber. No, nothing. No. No.
Covers no. Sell magazines.
Right. That's exactly what they were trying to do.
Always follow the money.
Yeah, you're right.
I think the people who are going nuts, they are nuts. Roy Johnson, certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. History Channel Magazine editor, editor-in-chief, thanks a bunch.
Absolutely. Everybody have a blessed day.
Later, Roy. See you, Roland.
Crazy people.